Boston Democrat City Council member Julia Mejia wants suburbanites to house illegals in their homes. By Warner Todd Houston on February 13, 2024. Boston City Council member Julia Mejia told WBTS Boston on Thursday that suburban residents need to step up and begin offering their homes as migrant shelters. The at-large city councilor insisted that the suburbs have more resources available than the city, and she thinks it is time for suburbanites to chip in on the border crisis. Dedham, Wellesley, Brookline, cities and towns that have so much more resources than the city of Boston. People who actually have more financial support, Mejia told the station. We need to do everything in our power to make sure that we are setting them up for success or whatever success looks like. I think everybody should be opening up their doors because this is a shared responsibility, she insisted. Mejia is not the first member of the Massachusetts Democrat establishment to demand that residents offer up their homes to shelter the illegal border crossers who have flooded the Bay State thanks to President Joe Biden's constantly worsening border crisis. Exclusive, large group of migrants from many nations cross border into Arizona. Massachusetts Democrat Governor Maura Healey's administration has also floated the idea of residents housing migrants in their homes. In August, Healey declared a state of emergency due to the influx of illegal aliens, saying in her declaration, there are currently nearly 5,600 families or more than 20,000 individuals in state shelter, including children and pregnant women. Days afterward, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, D., pleaded for homeowners to free up some room, saying, most importantly, if you have an extra room or suite in your home, please consider hosting a family. Housing and shelter is our most pressing need, and become a sponsor family. Healey's office followed that up by working with a non-governmental organization to fan out across the state to cajole homeowners to step up to help solve the migrant housing issue. It is unclear if the Healey administration has created any system to help homeowners know if their own children will be safe after bringing into their homes jobless, homeless, illegal aliens who have no legal papers or status and who have already proven to be amenable to breaking American laws. Like Healey before her, Mejia also suffered ridicule for suggesting that common citizens should burden themselves with illegals in their private homes. So has Julia Mejia opened her doors? Is she even a legal citizen herself? It's amazing how leftists are so generous with other people's homes. But when it comes to theirs, they suddenly are nowhere to be found, one ex-user barked back at Mejia. One commenter asked how many illegals Mejia is bringing into her own home. Hey! At Julia for Boston, how many are you welcoming into your home? Do let us know. Why should anyone who didn't have a say in illegal immigration policies have to share the responsibility for disastrous outcomes? One asked. Another was incredulous, writing, unbelievable. Democrats want Americans to open up their homes to potentially dangerous illegal immigrants. If the border crisis doesn't cost Democrats their jobs in 2024, I don't know what will. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.